from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Douglas Johnson, age 44 at the time of this interview.
Born in Pittsburgh, PA. Birthday is 4/1970. I had a great experience growing up. We did a lot of things. There was a lot of activities for us growing up. I don't know about today for the kids, but when I was a kid, it was great. We played everything from sunup to sundown. When we went from court to court, we had our own little separate teams. Going from court to court, playing these different kids was a great experience and a unique experience. Because we used to battle every day, all day. We had courts. We had like baseball courts, baseball fields, and everybody's court. My high school days, I went to Southville Tech. Never had no racism because everybody was mixed. So everybody was together from different neighborhoods. Southville Tech was like a vocational school, and it was everybody came from different neighborhoods, from the Hill, Northview, Manchester, Homewood, Hazelwood, Carrick, Southside, Arlington. So everybody like joined together, and everybody was just one family at Southville Tech. So never had no racism or anything like that. Growing up being black, it wasn't really hard for me. Like in the 80s, my teenage years, I really didn't know what racism was back then. So I know what it is now because I'm a little older now. I don't let them people talk to me any type of way. When they give you words, you fight back with a word, but not no cussing words or anything like that. And that's how you beat them, and you just keep on smiling at them, and they hate that. School back then is different than today, because teenagers back then, they had a little bit more respect of the teachers. Today's kids in today's school, it's a little harder because there's a lot of peer pressure going on, and everybody want to do what their friends do and try to please their friends. My advice to you, if you have friends that's around you that you think you shouldn't be around, just slide away from them if you feel that way. But if he's a good friend, try to talk to him and try to get them to stop doing what they're doing. But if they're not going to stop, just slide away and just be yourself. Meet new friends. You're going to meet new friends anyway. My struggle was just being around all the drug dealers growing up. Drug dealers back then was a little different than today's drug dealers. I just overcame them because I never got into that situation. I was always on the outside looking in, but I knew these guys. My biggest fear growing up was what I had to fight every day. Do I want to fight every day? I didn't want to fight every day, but if I had to fight, we had to fight because if you run home, they putting you back outside anyway. So that was my biggest fear, is fighting every day and getting caught up into the streets. That was my biggest fear. But I got out of the obstacle and became the man that I am today. For me not to go down that path, I was a good kid. I was an all right kid. It just never interested me getting into that play or anything like that. And then I also had good parents. My kids inspired me to be the person that I am today. My daughter has a master's in business. My son's on his way to be a senior this year at Perry High School, and he's already my pride and joy. So I had to do the right things to keep them going and put them in the right path. My advice for the African-American males, just think positive and go to school and pay attention. Don't go to school and cut up inside of the classroom. Read them books. I know you don't want to be in there, but you got to read, and you got to learn your math and everything else. Don't go in there because your friends are there cutting up and you want to impress them. I tell you this, them friends ain't going to be your friends in the next 20 years. You ain't even going to know them. You ain't even going to see them. So don't impress them. Just be yourself. And don't worry about the neighborhood that you grow in, because you can always get out the neighborhood if you put your mind to it. And don't let other people influence you to do bad things. When it's all said and done, I want people to remember me as that Doug Johnson was a good, clean-cut guy, took care of his family, and he always did the right things.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers David Staples and Taquan Peters. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.